is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today my time is about 7 o'clock, and I'm in California, June 15th, middle of the month. In fact, we're halfway through. Wow. Got a lot of snow on Mount Shasta still. It looks like it snowed out, just recently. It's all white, and we're in 2011 here. So I'll bring up our co-host here, Carrie. Are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night with Ron and the Creation Light Ship on BBS Radio. It's Wednesday, so we're on Station One, and there definitely is no snow in LA to be seen, Ron.
Okay.
It's sunny and warm here. Nice blue skies today, so that probably means you've been very busy clearing stuff.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah. So what would you like to talk about this evening? Anything in particular? I see several people on the FOSS chat already. No questions at the moment. So if you do have any, do type those in for us. We've got Randy and Sarah and Rhonda, Dan, Janice, Chia, and Tom. So far on mine, and Eric and Ed and Holly. So welcome to all of you. And do you want to start with a few of your basic clearing samples, Ron, while we wait for some questions?
Yeah, let's do, to help people out a lot, let's do some of the timeline crashing.
Okay, great.
So we'll do a timeline crash for, let's see out there what people need. We'll see what gets typed in here. So I'll bring
okay.
in some energy. We'll see... We can do a couple of timelines. So here we go. This is for peace energy to come in. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And we see Merry Christmas here. So I guess it could be. Mary could be, that could be the name Merry Christmas. Who knows? Mary's Christmas.
It could be.
Yeah. So have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for, a good one is anxiety. Let's do that one. Remember, these are the timelines that people get abducted onto by our aliens out there, our alien, I don't want to use the word friends, but... I won't go into that. So here we go. Timeline crash for the alien timelines that people are brought to and you live on them. And you sometimes have the problems brought back to you here. It may not be the same problem, but you may have, anxiety from that. Wondering why you feel stressed, why you feel this or that. And that's because on those timelines, they're running you wild. So you could be on, at least 10 timelines to maybe 50 to 100 at one time with the same issue. Remember, it's just like going to the movie theater and they just replicate you, put you into clone bodies, but the energy is still hooked up to you because your spirit probably is bouncing back and forth, or maybe you are. And down here, you're getting the residual from those, because it is a real thing happening to you. They always say that the subconscious mind, doesn't know if something is real or not, because it just records it. Remember, that's kind of what you're doing too. Here we go, anxiety time crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's do another timeline crash here. Let's do one for worry. That's good. Timeline crash for worry about work pressure, please. Okay, so here we go. We'll do one just for worry, and that will cover that. So we can maybe we can do work pressure also, see if that helps. So let's do worry first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do one for pressure at your work. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's do one for, let's see. One just came up there. Can you read it, Carrie?
Well, Jay was asking for an anger clearing, so maybe we could do a timeline on that.
Okay, anger. 1, 2, 3. Also, that could be frustration, too. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, so Ed has one that's a little bit different that I don't think you've done before, Ron. Suffering with fungi clearing, perhaps a timeline crash on that. Maybe, do you mean mold, Ed, when you say that? I'm not sure. Perhaps, Ron, perhaps you know what Ed means.
Maybe you could type it in there, and we'll do a crash on what he types in.
Okay. Yeah, so just quickly retype in there, Ed, and we'll try and get to that one next. So we did anger. Bonnie is saying, yes, timeline's very wild ride. Did you do pressure at work for Pete, or did you just do worry? I'm sorry, I don't even remember what you just did.
I think I did pressure.
Okay.
Boy.
All right. Alice is asking about getting a good job clearing. I don't know if that's something you can do. Well, I guess you could do a timeline crashes on not having a job or not having a good job. But
yeah,
of course, that
would work. I would go into the self-empowerment clearing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and the billboard, too.
A billboard, yeah. Okay, we'll do one for the getting a good job. That's you want to get rid of what's blocking you from having a good job. And so that's normally either that could be somebody doing hexes and spells on you. You know, that's one thing. It could be one of your issues that you don't know about. That's why you want to do that self-empowerment clearing. I'll do hexes and spells here that deal with job-related stuff. This will work for everybody. Everybody out there probably has a job. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie. That's kind of heavy stuff.
Yeah, I was yawning on that spells and hexes for the job one, too. Okay, well, let's have a look, see if we have some comments. We've done that. Elliot, I'm going to get back to your question in a minute, but Ed has said it's fungi, not mold. So,
okay. Well, let's do a timeline crash for that here. These are probably more like alien life forms that are attaching. So let's just look at that in a different way.
Yeah.
Remember, you want to love them out of your life, so you have to say, I love my fungus, okay? And how does it make you feel? Depends where it is, what it's doing to you, and figure that one out. And you can say that one out loud, that little phrase there, or maybe, you know, a couple hundred times, maybe 1,000 times, and just see if it goes away. But here we go, timeline crash for fungus. 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if that helps at all. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm going to go back and read Elliot's question, which was a little bit ago on the Fuzz Chat. Elliot's asking, why doesn't the Creation Lightship create a new light earth spirit to come in at ascension?
It's a very good question. Since that's in the future, it's hard to say. It's possible, but remember, ascension is for the light to regain its spiritual integrity. That's why they have it. That's the only reason, is to gain and collect like kind. And when the like kind gets brought forth, which is like you with your spirit and body, then it can do the ascension process. So if they were to say, well, we're bringing a brand new one right now to help everybody here, then that would mean that they would have to create a whole new frequency for the planet, which would not be resonant to us. So that would not be good. We could not live with a different frequency. The next thing is they have to find the Earth spirit, which is what they're doing, constantly trying to find bits and pieces of it. And it's still only about 43%, so that's not very good. And that's why we're so disempowered here and why things keep coming in. Even if people stopped doing their rituals of going to church, their dark side practices, going to church and praying and everything else, bringing in the aliens here, the Earth spirit probably still could not be found. So that's what they're doing, is like what they do for you is look for that energy. So they could bring in another one, but it definitely would not help us. And it really wouldn't help what's here, because it all needs to have that energy of the Earth spirit to complete everything. Because it created what we're living on right now. And if a new one came in, it could never be the same frequency of the old one. So a lot of stuff here probably all of it would actually decease from being here. Then it could be rematerialized again under a new frequency, but the old would not be here, and neither would you. So that's kind of the situation. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Ed in Austria is asking if you're up for another timeline crash, Ron. He's asking for one for the whole of the mind looping.
Okay. So he wants mind loop one?
Yeah, I guess. I'm assuming.
Okay, so this clearing just repeats stuff here. What you have in your mind and tries to get rid of these continuous repetitive thoughts that keep coming to you because you get stuck into a mind loop. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So there we go.
Okay, thank you. So Shauna has a question. She's asking, is there a clearing for feeling betrayed? So I'll just say, Shauna, there is. There's a whole life betrayal clearing, and within that one, if you have a specific incident that where you felt betrayed or were betrayed, you can clear that within there too. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit more about that clearing?
Yeah, the betrayal clearing could be between you and someone else. I mainly put it up initially for people who felt like they betrayed their own spirit by going to darkness. And once people realize that, they do feel kind of sad because maybe they've been going to church their whole life, not connecting to their spirit. The main thing is that when you're first born, you're whole and complete. That's the setup here. And then your DNA gets activated, and that's your kind of your life path because the natal chart gets kicked in. And then you're experiencing what's in your DNA according to what the aliens want you to do. And the process is to always stay with your spirit so you don't have to do that process. But most people don't understand it or even know about it or don't even talk to their own spirit. So it's like going here, life on this planet might just seem like you're here to enjoy a Disneyland ride in a sense and not being conscious of what's happening. You're just going from one particular scene to the next until you finally wake up and realize that this chessboard game is not very good. And the only way to get out of it is to connect back to your spirit, which is what you have when you're first born. Although when you're first born, you don't know how to live here because you have to be taught how to live here. So it's really a big setup. And then as you bumble your way through life and you bring up more DNA entrapments that you've had from the past and they come forward, then, you realize that, wow, you know, you don't have a chance here. The light ship is here to help you, but still, if the light ship was not here, it gets pretty dismal. Just think of all your past lives that you've had. You should only have one life, this one right now. After this one, then you leave. Janice was asking, I see before we lose it here, something about how long has her spirit been gone? Well, it was down to, I think, about 3% a couple years ago, we'll say, a year and a half ago. So it was basically dead. And, you know, it got brought back to life by the light ship finding more pieces of it. And it did pretty well until, I don't know, maybe you people might remember more than me, but maybe 9 months ago, we'll say, it hit 40%. And now it's like at 43, and it's not climbing like it really should climb, even after all these timeline crashes. So that means that the light ship cannot find the Earth spirit in the land of the darkness. It's too far out. Remember, it can get tortured just like you can. And so it's having troubles too. It takes one piece of it to, you know, for them to replicate it and then to torture that spirit. So I don't want to get too grim, but that's the way we are here. So, you know, as above, so below. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then I guess in terms of how long this has been going on, I know you've said that you have, when you've cleared us, you've found people who've been here, I think you've said between 70 and 100,000 years, so that's how long some of us have been trapped here, and so that's how long the dark side has been messing with us, so at least as long as that, if not longer, it's obviously been also messing with the Earth spirit, so... Charles is asking, is there any hope for the Earth spirit, which you've kind of answered in a way. It's a little bit depressing, but the lightship is here doing its best. And I guess at ascension time, whatever isn't found will get turned off?
Yeah, well, what they'll do is probably just actually turn off the energy, which they always do, but they'll probably never turn it back on again. And that means that light energy, a little light fragment that's going to wherever the Earth spirit is, it will be like terminated. So there'll be no more light in it. It'll just die. So that's what'll happen to end the suffering. And that'll probably happen to you too. This is why you want to at least, you know where you are and get as much back as you can. If they take you sideways, though, and you go off into a dark side universe way out there, and, you know, you didn't leave any crumbs on the way, and they can never find you, it's very possible that you could still be living. And at least the body could. The body lives without a spirit, and they could be torturing your physical body forever. So that's what I say. How much do you love your body? We did clearings to get rid of the darkness out of it. That's the whole process why we're here. And then once you get the darkness out, your spirit can come back in. Remember the song by Van Halen, Love Comes Walking In. That's your spirit. You know, they use it a little differently on that song, but that's what it, you know, how I perceive the meaning there. Love comes walking in. It's you coming into your body and integrating with you. And like I said, most people, you know, they just think this is like a amusement, you know, show here. You know, you bought the pass to get in, and all you know about is what's going on in front of you right now, which is probably okay. And, you know, what your spirit does or how it's trying to connect with you, all you're looking for is the joyride. And that just leads you down the rat hole for more problems going on and on and on. This is why the lightship comes every 2,000 years to hopefully save, if you want to call that, people from the darkness. That's what Jesus was doing. But he didn't save anybody unless they had the clearings. And since he was not doing clearings after he left here, then Jesus could never save anybody from any of their sin. The light of the darkness, Jesus would come around, which is what would visit people in churches. But that's not from light. Remember, the light does not do anything. All it can do is empower your spirit. So by asking for assistance and guidance from, you know, say Mother Mary or Jesus or Archangel Michael, all that's light of the darkness stuff. The light does not judge anything. You know, these beings are there. They came here to come into a body at some point, to materialize, we'll say, to give some quick teachings, and then they were out of here, and the light of the darkness replicated them to make you think that they're still here. And remember, all you have is your own spirit. When we do healings here on these programs, all that we're doing is taking the energy from the light ship, empowering your spirit to give it a little more horsepower for what it may be missing, to do a healing on you as you're requesting your healing. And that's as simple as that. Without your spirit in your body, you'll never have a healing from light. Impossible. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the thing to do to not get lost, your spirit, to get lost too deep into darkness and not be able to be found when the true ascension happens, is to have the spirit barcode removal clearing, because then the light ship can find you, right, Ron? Uh-oh.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, because you want to be found, you know. Everybody's heard of 2012, you know, that it's kind of been a buzzword for quite a while, and it'll get even more so as we go on and on and on. So that's the problem, is that, it, you know, you may be bombarded with this energy. Might even be on some of the different talk programs on TV. Might be on the comedy channel, maybe, with the people doing their stuff and maybe, you know, talking about 2012. When I talk about it, I talk about the Mayans cutting off your head and pulling out your heart and drinking your blood. That's their spiritual practice when they were here. You know, just kind of weird to see the pyramids back then. Well, I should say now, and it looks like you can still see the blood stains on the, all the different bricks, or whatever you want to call them, that made up the pyramid, going down. You know, you go, wow, it's still stained. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they killed thousands of people. So that's their spiritual practice. They gave you a roadmap, which is the 2012 plan. Sure, there's other things happening in 2012 with the planets lining up and stuff. Remember, this is all stuff from the darkness. Remember, are you looking at a hologram? You know, that's kind of what you could be sensing, is that some place may look fine and another place may not look good at all. And even though you look at it, what are you looking at? Are you looking at real reality of in the now, or are you looking at a timeline? That's why we tell you to take your finger in front of your face and move it from left to right a little bit. See where you are. You know? So we're learning a lot. Unfortunately, what we're learning doesn't always solve the puzzle, but it gets you a little closer to the end. But yeah, you don't want to be abducted at 2012. You might want to, though. Maybe you want to have that thrill. That's probably the F ticket, you know, instead of the E ticket, you know. Right. Back to you.
I suspect this crowd doesn't want to be abducted at 2012, though, Ron. Not after listening to what you have to say.
Want to get the F?
Yeah. So, couple of comments from Jake and Ed. Jake is saying the Earth spirit has the same problems we have, aliens stealing our spirit and body parts. And Ed is saying darkness always drains us in the Earth spirit, and life is full of traps here. So, yeah, very true. So, let's have a look. Shauna is asking about, she's saying, what is a sexual clearing for? I'm not familiar with that one.
That's on the website for people who have had a problem, maybe with a sexual encounter of something. It could be alien. It could be just with people in general. And so I had some people I was working with quite a while ago, some ladies who had problems with being molested, and they just needed a clearing for that. So that's why I put it up. So I don't know what's on the page exactly. It's been so long, I haven't went to it. But that's kind of what it's designed for, is to clear away the energies there that might make you dysfunctional or in fear. It may even go, if you could possibly want to type something in there about behaviors of men and women, you know, men versus women, et cetera. So it could go different ways besides, you know, the actual sexual encounter. It could be just male-female energy too, I think. So that's kind of why I put it up.
Okay. So Shauna is asking about the Be Here Now clearing. She's saying, what does the body and spirit retrieval in the Be Here Now clearing do? What do those two parts do?
Well, it helps to bring you from a timeline. How many, I don't know, but it's if you're only out on one timeline, we'll just keep it very simple here, instead of maybe 1,000. We'll just say you're out on one and you do the Be Here Now clearing, you will feel more present in your body. You'll be more awake. I think everybody who does it will feel a higher state of consciousness, more awareness as they do the clearing. We can do it right now here. So I'll do a sample of that. A lot of people, when I talk to them, they tell me anyway that they try to do that, you know, about 3 times a day too. So here we go. Bring in your body back. So what does that mean? This is a scary part. So you say, yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you, you know. I have a body, I got my clothes on, or, you know, maybe a robe on or something, but I'm here. Well, you could be in a clone body, having the consciousness here. And you're looking at a clone body of yourself, not knowing the difference. Like I said earlier, you know, the subconscious mind will say doesn't know everything. What it thinks it sees, and what it sees, it's real, believes that it's real, so why not? So when you bring your body back here, that means that you were abducted. Your original body that was born from your mother hopefully was not a clone, okay, but we'll just assume that you were born here. And then you grew up, and where you started from to right now, this is what you have. So all of a sudden, you know, they can take your body and give you a clone in here. Remember, they control the timeline, and they control how long and how much time everything is turned on. So some people say, gee, Ron, had a strange day today. I had planned to do 5 things that I could normally do. I could only accomplish one of those, and the time just vanished. Went by so quickly. And you go, yeah? And other people say, man, I had a same thing. I could have did 10 things today. Man, I was just like an eager beaver, you know? But they're controlling the timeline. They're controlling the time. And so if you feel like you're not getting anything done or nothing accomplished, it's because they are taking the time and they're making the time get sped up, which makes you get less done. And so if you're here in a clone body, getting back to that now, if you're a clone listening to me, you're still going to have the memories of 2 weeks ago. Now, if you have to go back further, we'll say then they may have to put in some artificial intelligence into you to look further, because you don't need more than 2 weeks here. And if you need to think about something else, they will tap into your other bodies in the Beyondo cellular memory and bring it back to you. And then you think that you have it. Remember, when you're turned off here, that could be like years in their time, okay? So they can do a lot of manipulation with you when time is turned off, and it's turned off continuously. Just think of a clock, you know, ticking, tick-tock, 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 okay? So at one of those, either the tick or the tock, one of those is the off point, and the off point is when you're not here. So it's kind of, you know, how you reference when you're turned off. This is why on a computer, you know, the old computers were very slow and the new ones are fast. Well, what does that mean? It means that it's being turned off and on a lot faster now, so it can do more work in the same amount of time. And that's why old computers people don't want to have, because they take longer to work, to go through those different commands, and, you know, the ones and the zeros, so that something finally occurs, and the new ones are really quick at it. That's all that it means. But you don't know when it's turned off and on, and you don't know when your body's turned off and on. So if you are a clone sitting here right now listening to me and I bring your body back, you're going to have a different sensation sitting here. If you don't have that, if your body feels the same, then that would normally indicate that you were actually here. But if you do feel a change, if your skin color changes slightly, you might look at yourself in the mirror. If you do feel a slight change in your body, then that means that you probably were not here when we actually retrieved you and brought you back. So here we go. Boy. 1, I'm going to bring you back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. I'm yawning, so. If any of you felt a big shift and you feel a little more here, that's because you are here now and you weren't here before. So the scary question is, where the hell did I go? Well, they don't tell you that. So let's bring your spirit back. And it could be cloned too in you. And it could be tortured and everything else, just like your physical body could be. This is why you need to be aware. You need that consciousness. You need to get more of your spirit with you. Don't have it ever leave. Here we go, spirit retrieval. And you can check your eyes out, see how your eyes look. They get brighter and brighter as I do this here. That means that you were somewhere else. Dark eyes indicate normally that your spirit is not here. Or it's not in the body, I should say. Here we go, spirit retrieval. Be here now, clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel your body tingling more right now, you get chills, you feel warm, that's an indication that your spirit was not here, and when it came back to you, now it's able to do healings on you, and it found all that's wrong with you, and it's trying to fix you. So that's it. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Cool is asking what the Earth barcode removal clearing is about.
Okay, that clearing is for people that have had a barcode put on them to never leave the Earth. So in a sense, it's like going down with a sinking ship. So you want to be able to leave the Earth. So it's much stronger than the Earth cording. That's the barcode put on you, just like your spirit has a barcode put on it, so the aliens can attach to it. This is put on your body, so and your spirit, so that you cannot leave here. It hooks into your DNA. This is why you keep recycling yourself.
So would all of us have that who have had past lives here? Or not all of us?
That's a good question. I would say probably 80% yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. Just one last question about the Earth from Randy. He's wondering if is the Earth spirit going to a new planet? Let's assume it doesn't get terminated.
Okay, so it already has created its new body to be into, okay, which is another planet that it, in our reality, it would be eighth-dimensional reality. Not that that means anything to the light ship or myself, but that's kind of just a way to put some buzzwords out there to where it's going to. I can let you feel the energy of that if you like. We can do that now. So here we go, everybody. You can feel where you may wish to go to if you can take your body with you to this location after ascension time. You can also have the choice to go there if you choose to after ascension with your spirit, providing you're not stuck in the darkness, okay? And how are you going to know about this? Well, you probably won't remember anything in this lifetime. So this is some more facts that you might need to know. A lot of people don't like when I say this because it gets very emotional for them because this is an emotional planet. But you probably will never, ever see anybody here on the planet elsewhere because the universe of light is so large. So people say, oh, boy, I have my child and my cat and my dog and my neighbor, my parents. Am I ever going to see them again at ascension time? More than likely, the answer would be no. Because you're going back to your home base energy, and then you select where you want to go to. And there's no memory. Remember, there's no memory of the past. It's just an experience in the moment. So the light doesn't keep memories. It has to use it now to find people, but other than that, there's no history. Just like on your spirit, when you come in here, You know, you may have you may feel a negativity coming into this place, you know, when you start to be born, but there's really no remembrance from your spirit of a past life. Your body has remembrance of past lives. So when you have spiritual readings, it's typically, you know, going to be your body's energy. You know, just listen to readers talk about people, and you're going to find out that a lot of those storylines are kind of similar because they're tuning into collective consciousness. So I'm not saying that spiritual readings are bad. I'm just saying that they're not really reading the spirit. You know, it's possible they could, but remember, your spirit has to be decontaminated and brushed off and fully energized to come in for each lifetime, because it doesn't, it can't have the remembrance of not wanting to be here. You know now that you don't want to be here because you're reading body genetics and how awful it is. Remember, the dark side has to clean off all that information from you before you do an incarnation. Otherwise, your light energy is going to be contaminated. So it needs to get that. It needs to torture you in each lifetime to the full extent that it possibly can. This is why we have such problems here. But as far as trying to read you, they could read your soul family that's here on this planet with all your other friends that have got stuck here with you. But in the true light, none of that even exists. Everything's in the moment. So let's go to 8D. Here we go. I'll count to five to bring us there. And you can just see what it's like to experience this energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. So you're actually having a preview of the energy that the Earth Spirit has put together, has created a body for itself, and this is where you have a possibility of going to. And the Ascension is able to bring your body and spirit from this particular reality into another one, and that other reality would be 8D. That's the only place you could ever go to is where the Earth Spirit is, because nothing else will resonate with your body. Like I said earlier on this program, your body resonates to the Earth Spirit. No Earth Spirit, your body's not going to sustain life, because it needs that energy, the spark from the Earth Spirit to energize you. So if another one came in, it could not do that, because that frequency of the Earth Spirit's been a long time ago. Okay? They're not going to bring back an old frequency, because they don't do any type of things in doubles, you see. Your twin flame would be equal to you, but there's nothing else out there that's identical in frequency. That's the same as the Earth Spirit. So, hopefully I answered that question. You're enjoying 8D. What we could do is go into some of the water there. Here we go. So there's water on the planet. Let's see if you can feel it. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go, everybody. So that's the water, how it would feel if you were living right now in that particular area, we'll say that planet, which we'll just say is 8D. But just some verbiage there. So that's how the blueprint would feel of water on that particular planet after we did the Ascension. So for myself, it feels very, very smooth, very light, non-aggressive, just very, very nice, very calming. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, calming. That's what I was just thinking, too. Very, very, just very peaceful and I never see anything. I'm sure some of you are perhaps seeing something. So if you'd like to type that in on the fast chat, I can read those out. There was something else I was just going to read. I've gotten all distracted now. Somebody was asking whether there was an Earth, I think it was Charles, and I'm not seeing it, but yes, spirit barcode removal for the Earth. I think Charles is wondering if there's a barcode on the Earth spirit, like we talked about the one that's on our spirit, and if that can be removed.
The Lightship, I'm sure, is working on that.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably what they're doing right off the bat, to try to locate the Earth spirit, because that barcode would be the main one. So Yeah, I'm sure that is already taken care of. It's good to think about that, to try to help it, but I don't think all that's being done now is with the light ship. So they're, remember, you have to realize that the Earth Spirit is a part of them, just like you are. And they're here to collect all their pieces out of darkness so that they can all reunite again. That's kind of how you have to look at it. You know, there's this big puzzle of light, and each and the light ship knows all the different fragments, but when it gets stolen and taken, it's, then it needs to come back and find its pieces. And that's what ascension time is, to get the darkness out of the light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We do still have a lot of timeline crash requests. I don't know if you want to do any more of those. Ben had a question. He's asking, how do we turn off alien DNA?
I can do a sample of that.
Okay.
I do turn off the DNA for people. I can do it until, we'll say, straight up on the hour. The call, it'll be 10 minutes for us to be on BBS, so, but it'll last 5 minutes longer. So I'm going to turn off your DNA. So your alien DNA, you're probably being controlled by your DNA. So alien DNA, that could be a little different. So I'm probably giving the wrong answer for this one here. But I'll turn off the your DNA. And then we'll turn off what the aliens gave you attached to your DNA. See what that does. We'll do another sample of an option here. So here we go. DNA being turned off. In fact, you don't even need it turned on at all, you know, unless you, you know, because I think if you had it turned off, there'd be no aging, okay? You'd be able to live where you were right now for a long time. So the DNA has all these traps in there and aging processes and stuff. Now, if you're going to bring somebody into the world here, then you want to naturally have it reactivated, turned on, because you have to pass on the DNA to your offspring, you know. But other than that, that's probably the only time that it's really needed. You know, the aliens use it to bring forth all the history of your past, you know, to beat you up. So here we go. Turning off your DNA. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it's turned off now. So normally when it gets turned off, your whole body, like, goes, oh, what a relief, you know. If your body could talk to you, it would probably say that. And it feels like you maybe lost half of your weight. Now we're going to turn off the DNA that the aliens gave you that would be attached to your DNA. And this could be some controlling stuff that they actually piggybacked on top of your DNA. So here we go. See what we can do with this one. Naturally, I can't turn everything off. Okay, but we can do something here as an example. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go. See if that changed anything for anybody.
My arms are really hot. The skin on my arms and a bit deeper than my skin. That's,
I mean,
weird.
Getting the healing. Maybe they were working, obstructing your arms from having your spirit heal.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess, because when you have a body reaction, it means that something is happening inside of you. So that's probably what I would say that would be your energy of healing coming to you.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ron. So we do have some comments about the 3D Earth. Eric says, I really like 8D Earth, so full of light. And Marcia is saying the water has absolutely no density, goes right through me. And she's seeing big flying spirit animals.
That's good.
And I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And the sky is light. How beautiful. And Janice says the water is silky smooth. Amy is saying, wow, huge load just left her chest and she feels very peaceful. I'm assuming that's the 8D as well. So that's very nice. Thank you. Let's see. So what time is it? 50. We have a few more minutes still. Larry has a question for, he's asking for a clearing for three alien spirits to be released from a witchcraft group.
Okay. Boy, let's see what we can do here. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, see if that helps there. Kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you deal with the witchcraft and spells and stuff. The energy is pretty dense. So let's bring in some peace energy to shift the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and that should help. Let's, if you don't know if we have clearings on the website that are active 24/7. And like I always say, you want to get your whole lifetime emotional clearing done first. And if you had a short brush with death, you think, then, you know, by all means do the alien death barcode. If you're over 30, then I'd say that's needed also. So, you know, do that one also. And then from there, you want to do, if you want to get your twin flame energy coming to you in your home base, these are both energies of light, then from there, you want to do a mental clearing after the emotional and the death barcode, a sensory clearing. And for most people, then you're ready to get a 4-in-1, and then you can have your twin flame energy with you whenever you choose to bring it forth. It won't stay very long, but at least you're going to be connected, and you won't feel the loneliness and the heartbreak and stuff that is going on. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Couple of comments on the DNA. Tina is saying, I'm missing where it was. She's asking if there's any way to turn off the alien DNA permanently.
I don't know yet. I may have to put a clearing up for that. Like I said, I wasn't planning to put very many more clearings online, and I'm
trying
to get up.
They just keep coming.
The timeline went up with about 30 clearings on it. Maybe we can get it this weekend up for people. That'd be very, very beneficial. And I have other ones that I need to put up that I haven't worked on. I'm just involved heavily with the timeline stuff now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I am. And let's see here.
So those of you listening, if any of you have not been doing your own timeline crushing clearing yet, the one that's up right now is for emotional issues, and it's a very inexpensive clearing, and you'll be helping yourself plus everybody else that is on that timeline with you, so potentially thousands and thousands of people. And of course it'll also help Ron, because it'll help speed things up in terms of crashing all these parallel timelines that we've got branching out all over the place from all of us. And then the new one that's coming has much more specific situations listed on it. It's not about emotional issues. It's about specific situations. And there was somebody asking earlier on the fast chat, Ron, about a timeline crash for torture. And I think...
yeah, we could do that right now.
Okay.
Boy. It's not good to I'll do it, but, you know, it's the end of the show, so...
Well, we can do it on Friday or Saturday in the middle of a show when you can bring in some other energy.
I think I'd rather do it then, because
yeah,
it's
let's
already
do that.
Heavy after doing the witchcraft one there, you know?
Yeah, okay. You want to bring in the Star of Bethlehem?
So bring that in here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we might, maybe you guys can remind me, the people that have done the whole lifetime emotional clearings, maybe this Saturday when we go to the light ship. We did this on the 8-hour call. The people are up fighting in the darkness for 8 hours in the light ship, going out to battle. Maybe we can do that as a little option for the people who've had that clearing. So that would be interesting this coming Saturday. So I need to get reminded, people. So if you have had the emotional whole lifetime clearing, then you're going to be able to go out and fight the darkness in a defense plate ship. That's what we'll try to do. So,
great.
Yeah, we need another hour show here, but we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's call it quits here. So you want to stay in your heart center, to have your spirit be with you, drop your mind down into your heart, do the timeline crashings to get rid of the aliens that are affecting you in parallel lifetimes. Remember, this happens more than one time a day, probably. You might be in parallel lives 20 times and off on tangents, being abducted. You know, if you ever lost your keys or a purse or misplaced something or felt strange, that's because you're not here and you're abducted. And the way to get out of that is to do timeline crashes to bring yourself back. So that's why we do those. So anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. Show feels pretty incomplete to me right now, but I'll bring in some peace energy because we could probably go on for hours here. So here we go, but we can't. So stronger, here comes peace energy. Bring up the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And try to keep in that present moment. Do that Be Here Now clearing all the time on the website. It's a free clearing. Check out the alien attack stuff on the drop-down box. You'd be surprised about the alien critters inside of you as they leave you. So thank you, Carrie, and we'll
thank
see you later.
Thank you, Ron.
Next show is Station 2 on Friday, 7 o'clock, same time as this one. Blessings.
Great. Good night, everybody.